Sara Matteucci was born in Urbino on May 6, 1978, from parents Anice and Angelo, into a deep Christian family. Since nursery school, she has always been loved by everyone for her sweet and obedient character. Even at the age of 3, she recites her prayers every evening, and on Sundays, she goes to mass with her mom and dad, and if sometimes she doesn't go, then she makes herself heard all afternoon.
Now try to ask Jesus for help. Jesus won't help us because we didn't go to mass.
In May of 1983, at the age of 5, Sara suddenly fell ill and was eventually diagnosed with Wilms' tumor. Doctors are confident that the young one would recover, but Sara immediately starts talking about paradise. She said,
I would like to go to heaven now that I am beautiful.
It was during this time that Sara slowly began to have a special liking towards the Madonna, who she puts before everything and everyone, even before her own mother, Anice. One day, Sara and her mother were alone in the house talking about Jesus. Suddenly, Sara asked her mom,
Mom, you know that I love you so much, but if I tell you that I have a little more for the Madonna than for you, are you offended?
Her mother, after hearing this, told little Sara that it is good to love Our Lady more than her own mother because the Virgin Mary is the mother of us all. At these words, a beautiful light of joy lights up in Sara's eyes. It was the answer she wanted to hear. The little girl often goes to the Santa Orsola Hospital in Bologna for treatment, and every time she does it, she would ask to begin the journey with a stop at the sanctuary of the Madonna delle Grazie at Trebbio di Montegridolfo, a small village just a 3-minute drive from her home. It is in this small sanctuary that Sara loves to come and meet her Madonnina, and a passage here is so frequent that the parish priest would often join her for prayers in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Another place that was very dear to Sara was the Holy House of Loreto, which has always been a pilgrimage destination for the Matteucci family. Every time little Sara enters the Great Basilica in Loreto, she was always moved by happiness. Sara herself once said,
It is nice to pray here, because this is the little house where the Madonnina was born.
The last summer was that of 1985. Sara spends almost all of it at the Santa Orsola Hospital in Bologna, where it becomes more evident that the treatments have failed. Sara's mother by now understood that the only hope that remained was a miracle. One day, Sara and her mother Anice were having a conversation about the places where Our Lady had appeared, and since Sara's health wasn't getting any better, her mother suggested that they pay a visit to Lourdes. At that moment, Sara replies very promptly,
I would like to go where the Madonna appears now, in this moment, not where she has already been.
At that time, there was a lot of talk about the Marian phenomena in Medjugorje, and despite many difficulties due to Sara's health conditions, her parents managed to take her on a pilgrimage to Medjugorje, where it was reported that Our Lady had been appearing. On September 26, 1985, Sara left for Medjugorje with her mom and dad. The bus driver that drove the pilgrims to the site was an atheist and one who most definitely did not believe in the apparitions nor the visionary's claims. Surprisingly, he asked to be able to carry Sara in his arms to the site of the apparitions. Immediately afterwards, the driver's attitude changes completely. It seemed as if he was overcome with peace. He even asked little Sara for 2 rosary beads for his daughters, and he didn't even hesitate to hang one on the rearview mirror of the bus. One cannot imagine Sara's joy. In reality, while Sara had the desire to meet with her Madonnina, her parents, Anice and Angelo, were hoping for a miracle. For the Matteucci family, on the other hand, the longed-for request for a healing for little Sara does not arrive. These are days characterized by very strong and engaging feelings, but while in Medjugorje, Sara's parents came to understand that their little girl was a gift from God and that she belonged to him. Upon returning from the pilgrimage to Medjugorje, the situation worsens and there is no longer any hope of a cure. Sara's parents spoke to the parish priest about Sara's great desire, which was to receive Holy Communion. By now, the only thing on Sara's mind was the day when she'll get to receive our Lord in Communion, as she usually calls it.
Jesus sandwich.
She received the First Communion in the hospital with the blessing of Donato Bianchi, Archbishop of Urbino. Since then, she received the Eucharist every day. By now, the scars on her belly are so many that they take the form of a cross. Her final weeks are approaching, and the little one spends them at home. When she is very ill, and it is difficult for her to sit or speak, she still made every painful effort to get up, to be able to receive communion. The last days of her life were heartbreaking, but she never complains and consoles everyone by saying that she's fine. One day, when the pain became unbearable, her mother finds Sarah with her little hands folded, with tears in her eyes, and she looks towards heaven, speaking to her Jesus. At 4:30 p.m. on 7th January, after wetting her lips with a sip of blessed water, with a rosary in her hands, and after receiving the anointing of the sick, Sarah ascends to the heaven she had sought for, while large flakes of snow fall from above. Sarah Matteucci, pray for us.